the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friend in the neighborhood tech turtle maker, and tonight we're going to talk about vidIQ versus TubeBuddy. Which one's the best? Which one's worth the price? We're going to find out. Let's talk about it. So let's get started. I'm going to go straight in to demo mode. All right, so here we go. First of all, let's talk about different plans. So, full disclosure, I have the pro plan on vidIQ. I also have the pro plan on TubeBuddy. What? Yep, I do. So, at some point, they offered deals, and I jumped on those deals to test and see. I had been running the free versions of both of these, and the free versions just were too frustrating and didn't give me what I wanted. So I thought if I bought the lowest tier that there would be some stuff that would be very beneficial. And so I went with the lowest tier, pro tier on both of these. So let's talk about that. All right, so first up, right off the bat, let's go look. So you've got the free version of vidIQ, and both of these, you load an extension into either Chrome. They also work on Mozilla Firefox, and so you give them access to your Google channel, your YouTube channel. So you have to give it access to your YouTube channel so that it can go through and look at your analytics. And basically, a lot of this is stuff that you could do yourself, but they make it a little easier. And so we'll talk about that, and they kind of add some enhancements, and they take advantage of the YouTube APIs. Application programming interface. That's how you can kind of extend what something does. And so they use those APIs in order to give you more analytics than you normally see by default. So we're going to go, we'll do a little bit of testing back and forth, and I'll show you. So here we are. So the basic plan with vidIQ, and I'll show you about these things in a little bit. Daily ideas. So on the basic plan, you get 3 daily ideas a day. If you're on the pro plan, you get 10. If you on the boost plan, you get 50. And if you're on Boost Plus, which, wow, $415 a month, I only get 50 ideas. You'd think they would give you like an encyclopedia. But anyway, vidIQ keyword engine. So you can do some keyword stuff, but not a lot with vidIQ on the basic and the pro plan. We'll talk about that. Competitor tracking. So you can track through your competitors. So if you know somebody else who's in your niche or niche, whatever you want to call it, and you want to kind of keep up with what they're doing too, you can add that as a thing. I haven't figured out who my true competitors are, but some people I respect, I put them out there and said, hey, that's kind of cool. And so you can do 3 or on the basic plan, or you can do 6 on the pro plan. And then trending alerts, so you can set up an alert. Hey, if something starts trending that's in your niche, you pick a keyword, and if it starts trending, you get an alert. Oh, you maybe might want to go do a video right now because they're doing Parallels Desktop. And so you should go out there now and do a video about it maybe. All right. And then your basic levels of support. And then this is kind of useful. The vidIQ Academy has some video courses that you can take. Depending on what tier you're in is what video courses they allow you to have. So that's very helpful there. And then video scorecard and live stats and stuff. So we'll take a look at that book, YouTube description. I do like this feature. So for example, I changed my Twitter account, and I'd been referencing my Twitter account on my videos. So I took the vidIQ feature and changed that link all through my entire channel. Very quick, very easy. Saw something the other day that I need to go do as well. But TubeBuddy has similar features in some of this. We'll talk about there. Keyword research tool, so you can do keyword research. Most viewed videos, top tweets for videos, top trending videos. Compare views. So it has some basic stuff. It also tries to tell you the best time of day to post your videos. So I have the pro plan on vidIQ. But I also have the pro plan on TubeBuddy. Now, one thing to mention is that if you pay up front, and let's go look at the price. If you pay for a year up front, you get this $7.59 plan. Otherwise, it's more. And so same with TubeBuddy. If you pay for a year, you get the $7.20 plan, but if you don't do a year in advance, if you do it monthly, then you don't get that. It's like $9. So currently, I am on the plan where I have less than 1,000 subscribers. I'm going to get there. By the time you're watching this, maybe I'm already there. So less than 1,000 subscribers, and so they give you 50% off. So I think this is a really great deal, and that's why I jumped on it, and I wish VidIQ offered similar. So going through schedule publish, so you don't get these features, schedule video updates, sunset video stuff, stuff like that, card templates. You get some of that on the pro plan. In-screen templates. So you can set up in-screen templates so that every time you do a video, you can automatically put the in-screen template whenever you're doing recorded videos and have it create a template for your in-screens and for your cards. Canned responses. So if you have so much comments, so many comments happening on your channel, you can create some canned responses if you're not able to reply to them all. I don't have that problem yet. I reply to every single comment that's on my channel. And so I haven't had a need for that yet. Thumbnail generator, I'm going to show you that. That's probably the coolest feature of TubeBuddy. It's probably not the best way to go, mind you, but anyway, you know, it has like emoji pickers, quick links, bulk copy cards and stuff. You don't get that in the pro plan. So these are all things you don't really get. Milestones, that's kind of cool. It sends you an email and says, hey, you've got this many subscribers. So that's a very cool thing. And so these are all very helpful things. Let's go back now, and I want to show you this stuff live. So here's my channel. And so I have both TubeBuddy extension plugged in, and also have the VidIQ extension in my Chrome browser. And so I get both of them, but they get kind of crowded. So sometimes I'll go to extensions and shut one down so it's not so crowded. But I'll show you here the different features. So going here to in the bulk, both of them have bulk tools that are really cool. You know, replace text, thumbnail overlays. So these are actually very helpful tools. I do find that is one feature. I can also do a mass export. I can do a mass edit of videos. So those are features that are helpful that I have used from time to time. So let's look at VidIQ's daily ideas. So daily ideas is where I have, they say, artificial intelligence makes suggestions based off stuff on your channel. So the problem here is that if you make a bad decision on your channel, like for example, doing Vlogmas. Well, after I did Vlogmas, while that wasn't a huge hit for my channel as far as watchability afterwards, it was great during Christmas. It did really well for me. I got a lot of subscribers from that. I was really appreciative of that. Then after that, it's only recommending, oh, you should do more Vlogmas videos. It's January, man. We ain't doing Vlogmas no more. Vlogmas is over. So those weren't very helpful. But I do look through these. And if you're on the pro plan, you get 10 per day. And so every new day begins possibilities. Prediction of it being successful for your channel is very high. Again, this is an algorithm trying to guess. Every new day begins possibilities. Okay, sure. Last day we'll stop streaming someday. Okay, I don't know what that even means. So some of these don't even make sense because sometimes they'll mention other YouTubers. So I'm like, I don't know what the value of this. Both ends of the lead masterclass. I don't even know what that means. Raw in depth back. I don't know what that means. So some of these, like, you know, what am I doing with my time? That might be useful. Last day of our tour. I'm going on tour, I guess. I don't know. Get up and dominate the day every day. It sounds like I've been hanging out with Sean Cannell because he sounds like thing he say. Learning to blend with only two groups. I'm not sure I know what that means. My beginning creation and getting started. Well, I do like origin stories, so maybe that's what it's talking about. And I want every day. I want you every day. I don't know what this is talking about, so I'm going to dismiss it. Anyway, now I have saved some ideas, and so any ideas I've saved over time, it will keep those for me. So that's kind of helpful. And sometimes I'll look at this and see if there are some video ideas that are useful to me. Next up, you have keyword inspector. So I can type in a keyword. So Parallels Desktop is something that I rank well for. And so to go through, and right now it says competition's low, search volumes. This is tells you like what the search volume is for the different things. And so, you know, search volume's not fantastic, but it's good. So I'm looking for things that have low competition but have high search. That means it might be a great topic for you. And then going to most viewed, this is not very helpful. This is just show me most viewed by other people. Sadly, my videos aren't here. So, yeah. Competitors. So, these are people that I've picked that I thought, well, they're interesting to me. So, I just want to see what they're doing. And it makes it real quick. So, Mr. Who's the Boss, I don't think I could ever compete with him, at least not this year. And so, I think that's very interesting. Native Arm Support added to GeForce Now. So that's kind of cool. Andrew does a lot of videos on gaming using Parallels or gaming on a Mac. So we have some synergy there. And then SteamOS, gaming. Trend Alerts. So I set up a Trend Alert, just play around with it. I haven't set the Parallels. That's not very useful because it's finding like Star Trek Parallels, Parallel Parking, Subscriber Analysis. So these are one of those things. This is one of the annoying things about vidIQ to me is that there are so many features that it will let you click on, and then the answer is, oh, if you want that, you got to upgrade the boost. Yeah, okay, well, thanks, but no thanks. So subscriber analysis is something you only get if you subscribe to Boost, and that may be very helpful, but I'm not going to. And then vidAcademy, video training, so you log in and you can do some of their video trainings. Really kind of cool. Bulk SEO. And again, upgrade the boost. Okay, yeah, I'll upgrade the boost. That'll help. Channel audit. So this is kind of cool. I like this because this to me is useful information. So it shows me how many subscribers I've gotten month over month. So I've gotten 22 subscribers this month so far. I got 20 subscribers last month. Shows me how many times, you know, videos I've played the most in the last 30 days. Shows me how many subscribers I gained based off of videos that people watch. So, hey, my Ubuntu on Parallels desktop earned me 4 subscribers. Very good. Then it shows me what my competitor's doing, and that just makes me sad. Then it shows me top videos by watch time. So, yeah, Ubuntu on Parallels. It got me a lot of watch time. This is in minutes, not by hours. I wish it were in hours. It shows me average watch time. So this is like average view duration for those particular videos. Average retention. It shows me, okay, people watch 29% of that video. So this is really good information. Here it shows me my top playlist. So I have a playlist about MySQL. So these things are helpful. But are they worth the price? That's the question. So let's go look at TubeBuddy. Now, TubeBuddy has a really good feature for the keyword launch. I like the way they do it. So, okay, I do Parallels Desktop, Explore. It will tell me, based on my channel history, if that's going to be a good fit for me. So right now, the title, as I've written it, so this is a lousy title. It says for me, it might do fair. It shows me how many searches a month. Oh, I'm sorry. It's weighted and unweighted. So unweighted means not depending on what my channel is doing. It's just in general. And then weighted is based off what they predict it would do on my channel. So that's interesting. And then it recommends other things that you might want to look for as possible keyword searches. So it'll show you like Google search, hits, video topics, common tags. So this is really helpful because I can go in here and based off the keywords I'm looking for, it will suggest tags to use. And I'll point you there a little bit. We'll actually do a demonstration with one of the previous videos I've done, and I'll show you some of the cool things it does there. So that's keyword search. And then you can actually save it to your clipboard. It'll copy all those tags. You can go say, like, give me all those tags. You go here and say, copy the clipboard, and I can save all those in my clipboard. Or I can save it to a topic planner. So I'm thinking ahead. I'm doing some comparisons and stuff. And so this will go through and save it. And I can go back and look at it later. Really cool. And then I can go here too, though, and say, hey, let's go look at this one. And here you'll notice the ranks. It'll tell me, so install Windows 10 on Mac. That's a low rank. Not going to do very good for me. So let's see. So I can go here and type Windows 11. 11 will do better. Windows 11 on Mac, and you look down here and see, so it kind of keeps the history. So it's a 10 rank, so it's not great. So these aren't good keywords for me right now. I definitely need to work on my keyword game here. So that's a neat feature. Then live streams, videos, live streams, comments. So it'll go through and show me comments. So, like, here's some comments I haven't replied to. Mommy guy, this was during my Vlogmas, so I didn't reply to those. I gotta fix that. So, I hear some folks out there. Let's go find out what everybody's doing. Hey, everybody. How you guys doing tonight? Oh, let's see. I got Jerry Brown's out there. How you doing, sir? Man, I love that Grateful Dead woodwork you did. That was amazing. Good stuff. Robin Buys and DIYs. Welcome. Thanks so much for coming. Dr. Elo in the house. Thank you so much, sir, for dropping by. And Sammy Superstar. I appreciate all you guys coming by. So, VidIQ and TubeBase. Let's talk about it. And stick around. I'm going to tell you, there's a scenario where you pick which one makes the most sense for you. And there's even a scenario where neither make any sense for you whatsoever. You can do all this work yourself. And that's one thing I found with some of these extensions and these services is that after a bit, you learn from them what they're doing and you realize, you know, I probably don't need to pay for this service anymore. So let's go back and take a look. All right, so we're going to go to content and I'm going to pick like one of my older recorded videos. Here we go. So this one, probably really need to fix this, but that was the title I did and this was a video I did a long time ago. Now, one of the cool things that I like about TubeBuddy is that you can use the create a thumbnail feature. And what this does is it will go through and let you create a thumbnail. It'll take a still frame from the video or solid color, or you can upload a thumbnail. Now, granted, Canva does this so much better, but if you're, you know, just trying to do a quick one, so I can go here and I can pick a moment in the video. Let me mute that out. And just find a moment. Hey, maybe this is a good spot. That's probably not. But just want to show you. So here, then I can add text. I don't know. This is really horrible, but yeah. Add layer. Watch this. That's very to the point, right? Very to the point. And I guess this is the part where I need to go back and make sure I'm sharing my screen. Okay, let's start the demo. All right. So I went here and I picked the spot in my video to use and then chose continue and then I went here and hit emoji and I'll delete this but since I've yep so watch this. So I can go and add layers, I can add image, I can add shapes. I don't know why I want a circle, but I decided a circle would be amazing right now. Drag this around. Now is this a good thumbnail? No, this is a horrible one. But the point being is that this is a tool that you can use. And then you can do a preview. Hey, what does it look like? And it will show you what it looks like on your channel compared to what the other one looks like. And then it also shows you what other channels that have similar titles look like. This is really helpful because you can look and say, wow, my thumbnail is horrible. These people have way better thumbnails than I do. Of course, they violate the rule of having too many words on their thumbnail. Remember, we've talked about on this show before, 4 words or less, really, you should have on your thumbnail. Ease up on those words on your thumbnail, because on a mobile device, you can't read those words anyway. So imagine if I tried to read this on my mobile phone. I couldn't. You couldn't either, unless you just have amazing eyesight. So not a great thing. The other cool thing is that you can run A/B tests. Now, granted, this takes the next level with TubeBuddy to do that. So I can't do A/B test. Speaking of other things that TubeBuddy does, I do like the little health report that it does. It'll tell you things about your channel. Hey, lifetime views, 56,000. Right now, I'm at 299 subscribers. For you guys, we'll go look at analytics in a minute, and we'll show that 97% of you watch my videos, and you never subscribe. So if you get around to it, hit that subscribe button for me. This tells you how many uploads I've done. This will show you like how many average views and that type of thing. So this is all really good information. General sharing engagement tells me that most of my audience is male. Devices, 68.9% are watching these on a PC. Then you got mobiles, 21.1, so I'm okay. Then tablet, and then 4.1% are watching this on their TVs. Very cool. I like you guys. Channel evaluation. So this is a thing where TubeBuddy tries to tell you what your channel's worth. And I'm not subscribed to Social Blue Books, so I won't know. If I go to Retention Analyzer, it's going to say, hey, upgrade to Legend for that. So, yeah. Again, that's kind of aggravating all the features. That, literally, do me a favor. Just gray out the things I can't have or give me a link. Say, watch this video to see why that might be good for you. So, I'll change this to my last 30 days. So, in the last 30 days, actions by category, productivity, bulk processing, video SEO, suggested. So, I really like the tags feature of vidIQ and TubeBuddy, and I use both of them to try to find the best way to go. And then also, it will show me, you know, things I can do to improve my channel. Launchpad. So, best practice setup. So, the cool thing about best practice is that it actually shows you things that you need to do. And this is where I said, you can learn this stuff, and then you don't have to use TubeBuddy or vidIQ anymore. For one thing, you can make a checklist. Every time you do a live video or every time you do a recorded video, do a checklist. And take that checklist and decide, hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to add chapters, and I'm going to add missing captions, and, you know, I'm going to do put cards, and I'm going to pin a comment, I'm going to heart a comment, respond to a comment. Tells me there's broken links found. Tells me if the end screen's not there. Did it get a like or share? Monetization turned on. Playlist not included. So it tells you all these things that you should do to try to optimize your SEO. Search engine optimization. And YouTube, second biggest search engine in the world. Therefore, you want it there to be optimized for that. Opportunity setup. So here can talk about things that you can do to try to make your channel even better. Competitors, brand alerts, A/B tests. So, yeah, and it'll back up your metadata on your channel if you want to. I haven't really found this to be extremely useful. It's kind of interesting, so I'll run a backup just because it's like, well, it's a feature. I must want that. So, again, this is all on the pro plan under TubeBuddy. So, canned responses. So, I haven't created any canned responses again because I am usually really good and diligent at replying to every comment that happens on my channel. I'm not getting tens of thousands of comments. If that were the case, then I may need to do canned responses. So, that's more something once I get too famous for my own good. And when that happens, I need to chill. So, all right. Usage statistics. So, this is all very good stuff. Now, if I go to the vidIQ dashboard, it offers similar information. It shows me keyword opportunities. Of course, there's a link to daily ideas and keywords, competitors, subscribers. So at least here it tells you you got to be boost in order to use subscribers feature or SEO feature. So I don't plan to upgrade. It tells me I'm trending, so I'm trending down. And why? I haven't done any recorded videos, and recorded videos are the thing that blows up on my channel way more than my lives. You guys watching me, I really appreciate you watching this live. If you are, if you're watching a replay, hey, leave me a comment. Tell me where you're watching, you know, where you're watching from, and ask me questions. I do reply to my comments. So, tells me what my watch time hours are the last 12 months. So, I've got some work to do. Videos, I get the most work watch time from my recorded videos. So, I really need to boost up. It tells me, hey, what are my top videos? And it shows me in the last 28 days, 30 days actually, what's getting the most views. So, again, Ubuntu and Parallels seem to be things. Pretty happy about my YouTube content creations hard video. That is one of my favorite videos I've done. And so, really like the people who are watching that one. That makes me happy. More people need to watch that one. Share that one anyway. So, but do I need these tools? Do I? Well, maybe you don't. So here's a video that I haven't optimized. And so right here, I have all the best practices. So if I go and I add time codes to different events inside the video, then that'll be chapters. If I post my link out to Facebook and somebody likes it, I never have posted a link to this. If I add an end screen, I never added an end screen. I never added any cards. I do have it in a playlist if I added more tags. So here is vidIQ. So vidIQ will tell you, hey, the top scoring tags. Now, these recommendations aren't very useful right here. But if I go look here, the ones that TubeBuddy offers are much more useful. So I go here, hey, and it shows you a ranking. So these numbers here are rankings. So virtual machine, I'll go hit Windows 10 Pro. And you get up to 500 characters. This is characters, not words, but characters here. And you might as well take advantage of it. Now, tags do not make a big difference in search or ranking. It helps, but YouTube is kind of, because too many people are gaming it. Too many people are putting clickbait in the tags. And so therefore, it took away the usefulness of it. So it's not as cool anymore. But you should do it. Anyway, once I make all this stuff happy, I'll do a recheck. And it'll tell me what best practices I've done and I haven't done. So I've got 4 out of 9 best practices complete. So I can just keep going through here. And this is great. You can do the same thing with a checklist. So you don't have to have this. But the tags feature from TubeBuddy is very helpful. And I do like going through here and adding tags from here. And so, you know, then I'll hit the big save button when I get done. Anyway, so I'll just go through virtual machine tutorial. Yep, it's definitely a tutorial. I like doing tutorial videos. That's just me. And so that's how you can optimize using TubeBuddy. VidIQ lets you do similar things. It'll, you know, go through and do kind of a channel audit. I do like the channel audit feature grand right now. My numbers don't look too good because I haven't been posting recorded videos. Shame on me. Anyway. Yep, it's been over a month since I put a recorded video that anybody wanted to watch out because I got busy, day job, life, that type of thing. So I got to fix that. And so it also has a checklist that you have at least one card. I'm back to TubeBuddy again. Sorry. No, that's VidIQ. Okay, so this gets a little crazy because TubeBuddy's here and so is VidIQ. But here's the VidIQ box. Notice the VidIQ icon right there. So it tells me, okay, you got at least one card, at least one in screen, you got closed captions, monetization enabled, now I don't, playlist, da da da. So if I do each of these things, then it'll come back and say, okay, you did those 2 out of 9 things. But then you look at here and similar 4 out of 9 things. So TubeBuddy's saying, go do these 9 things, and VidIQ's saying similar. So that is my kind of comparison of VidIQ and TubeBuddy. Now I'm going to talk about, let's go out and do a shout out to everybody and see who's hanging out with us tonight. And then we'll talk about why you might not need any of this. Who's hanging out? Laura H. Hey, you're new to the channel. Welcome. Thanks for coming by. Hey, Mommy. Hi, everyone. Sorry for coming late. Nope, you're here. Lala, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming. You've been doing some cool stuff too. I like your when you're out floating. That was kind of cool. So anyway, yeah. So let's look at why you might not need any of this stuff. Because all this stuff is mostly available. You know, Mommy's saying I only have TubeBuddy. Haven't been able to maximize it because I always use Safari's browser. It only works on Open YouTube and Chrome. Well, that is true. By the way, thanks for the likes. So let's go look. And I'll tell you why you don't perhaps need any of this. So, ta-da. That's not as mobile friendly, is it? Let's go look. What about that one? That was more mobile friendly. Let's do it. In case you're watching on your mobile device, let's make it where you can read it. So, if you go to, and hopefully you already know this, but I'm in YouTube Studio. We'll go back to my channel. So you can see how to get to YouTube Studio. Hopefully you already know. If you don't, here's how. You go to your channel first, click on the icon, and you go to YouTube Studio, and then you go to Analytics. So all VidIQ and TubeBuddy are doing is they're taking your analytics and they're making them in a different report in a perhaps more digestible way. And so here I can go and look and see, okay, hey, that's what I'm doing. It'll tell me, you know, my average counts, uploads, live streams. It will tell me what my average view duration is, number of views. This is the last 28 days. And so all this information is right there that I can use for that. Then, of course, I've got, go here. Hang on, didn't mean to click on that one. That was a really good video, by the way. But let's go here, see more. So here, this is big chart and graph. And it shows me, hey, click, you know, this video. Tells me analytics for that. You know, so it's all very useful information. Traffic source. So my traffic source, I'm getting a lot of external traffic. I'm very happy about that. LinkedIn crazy enough, is bringing a lot of traffic to my channel. Pretty happy about that. Geography, so I can see which countries are visiting me the most. I get a lot from the United States, United Kingdom, Germany, France, also from India. Not listed, must not have been doing that well the last 28 days. I gotta get more instructional content out there. It says that majority of people watching my channel are 25 to 34 years old. And then here it shows me I have 7.6% female viewers and 92.4% male viewers. And then dates, it just shows me like how many views I'm having per date. So this is very good information. You know, and then subscription stats. So this is the thing that always blows my mind. 95.6% of my viewers are not subscribed. Okay, well, I need to find something that makes it worthwhile for you to subscribe. But all this is good information. And then subscription source, so YouTube watch page, so people get to the YouTube homepage, and my video suggested, and they go there, oh, let's go and subscribe. Or my YouTube channel, so folks watch a video on my channel, and say, oh, this is pretty good, let's subscribe. Or YouTube search, because again, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, right behind Google. And then it shows me what playlists are most popular for me. My how-tos and tutorials, okay. Nothing's playing right now. It's true, Google. So Google wants to join the party. So I'm going to cancel this. Now, and then watch time tells me watch time, number of subscribers. This is all in the last 38 days. I mean, 28 days. Now, all this information's here. It just takes more time to go through it and analyze it. And also the part that's missing is you don't have a way to compare yourself to your competitors and how they're doing because it doesn't pull that information in. Now, the free versions of TubeBuddy and vidIQ will give you some of that for free. So maybe you can do vidIQ or TubeBuddy for free and you don't have to bring that stuff in. You don't have to pay for it. Okay? Now, why don't you have to pay for it? Because now, and I mentioned this in my last show, Google has put research right here on the analytics page of your channel. So I can go here, and this is information I never had before, that United States, India, and three more countries that are watching my channel. So these are the top five countries that are watching my channel. These are what, this is what they're looking for. This is stuff that only YouTube can tell you. Is that people are looking for the following things. Somebody got some money. They're getting a Range Rover. That's cool. I need to go find those folks. So supposedly people that watch my channel, these are things that they're searching for. So if it makes sense for my niche, then I should do a video about it. Now, my niche is about tech topics and YouTube specifically lately. So maybe street food isn't what I need to do. Unless I do a video on vlogging on YouTube, which, by the way, I have an amazing guest coming up this month. We're going to talk about vlogging on YouTube. So that's going to be an amazing episode, and I'm not going to spoil the surprise. I'll tell you more later. Windows 11, that makes sense for me to do videos on Windows 11 because that fits my group. Parallel parking is different than Parallels Desktop, which is virtualization software for Mac. So parallel parking is not for me. MacBook Air M1. I'm a big fan of the M1s, and I can probably do a video of that. Mac Studio, I can do a video of that. I talked about when it was released, that type of thing. And then I can also do searches and save that information. So but I can go right here. And type in a search, and it will tell me what the search volume is for it. And a lot of people look for free activation keys anyway, by the way. It's a content gap. What does that mean? Content gap is a way of measuring what viewers are searching for, results they find. They can't find any results for their searches. Yes, because telling people how to activate software for free is a violation of software licensing. But anyway, so yeah, there's no videos. I won't be doing that video. So this is good information. It tells me it's a medium search volume. And I can go here and say, you know what? I want you to save it. I want you also to go to Google Trends. So I can go to Google Trends, and it will tell me what the search traffic for that term has been for the last year. So I can go right here. And this is pretty good. It'll also tell me what countries have been searched for the most. That's interesting. I ran searches for parallels desktop that much. Okay. It'll tell me related topics. So Monterey, because macOS is Monterey. macOS Monterey. So that makes sense. And so this is all very interesting information that could help you pick titles and topics for your videos. How's that? All right. Let's go take a look, see who's out there. All right, folks. Hey, any questions tonight? Hey, Walter, how you doing tonight, sir? Let's see. Do you have suggestions for an easy, comprehensive TubeBuddy tutorial? I have it and would love to see a step-by-step walkthrough. Well, so they do have some tutorial videos that are pretty good that are on the TubeBuddy channel that do a good job. What are you looking for specifically? Because I would be willing to do a video for that. I like TubeBuddy. I use it a fair amount. And I'm going to tell you the final verdict for me, of the ones that you pay for, or even the free ones, I'm going to have to say TubeBuddy is my favorite. VidIQ, in order to get the most out of VidIQ, you've got to spend a lot of money. I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm a beginning YouTuber of sorts. My channel's slowly getting bigger and bigger, but I haven't monetized, so anything I do on my channel is money I got to pay out of my pocket for. So it doesn't make sense. It's not an investment that makes sense for me right now. But at the same time, some people say, well, it takes money to make money. So there may be a point where I reach where it makes sense to spend that money. But right now, the pro version of TubeBuddy works for me. And I like it much better than VidIQ. And when it comes time to renew, VidIQ's out. Hey, I know, I hate that. I really like the guys over at TubeBuddy. I mean, at the VidIQ. I watch their videos. They have some good tutorials. But the tools are just too expensive for what I'm doing right now. There may be a time when it makes a lot of sense. But, yeah. All right. My suggestion is go through your channel analytics and make the most of that first. But, yeah, you know, it's... They have a lot of cool tools and a lot of good. The data insights is very helpful here. And so I like the health report. I always find that I find that useful. Sharing, this kind of shows me what people are doing on the sharing front. Change up here. All right. So retention shows what my retention are, minutes watched. 9.41 thousand minutes watched. Of course, that's in the last 30 days. That's cool. All right. Let's go back to the boards. Hang on. I keep hitting the wrong button. Anyway. All right. Hey, Don. How you doing? It's a good topic. I have to watch the replay. Yes. Have hard time with tutorials. Whiz through with smaller screen share. Yeah. I can definitely understand that. Have hard time when the tutorials are whizzed through with smaller screen share. Yeah, that's unfortunate because I can agree. It's been a lot of trial and error and playing with TubeBuddy and just kind of finding out what it does. You know, and they're always trying to sell me something. But anyway, back to home. Yeah, Launchpad. Yeah, I have to agree. They do not do a fantastic job on the tutorials and they go through it so fast. And a lot of times, we're looking for something that fits our specific use case. So, yeah. I think the checklist template is probably the thing that's the most useful for anybody, whether you use TubeBuddy or not, to take this checklist template and make your own checklist if you're not using TubeBuddy. This video here on... Yes, I have to go back to the boards. This video right here... let's move my head out of the way. So this video right here, customer upload checklist, that actually is a good video. I recommend watching that. But this checklist right here, edit, undo, restore, resize, overlay. Yeah, careful what you click on. So anyway, let's lock that one there. So I think this is very useful. Jerry says, I'm spending way too much money and time, and the watch time is just lacking. Not sure if spending money at this point is going to help. I think I'll stick to having fun, not worrying about monetizing. Yeah, I'm a data nerd. I love looking at statistics, and I like seeing my channel grow. And there's a lot more I could do that I know that would be so useful to make my channel grow faster, but it takes a lot of work. If you've seen my YouTube is hard video, I talk about what it takes to be successful at YouTube. And knowing full well that it takes all that, I know that I can't live a life with a day job and family and be a full-time and put the effort into YouTube until it reaches a certain point. Anyway, this is probably a fun, healthy way to approach it. Yeah, if you don't stress about monetizing, you just do what you do and you have fun doing it, I think that is probably the best way to go about it. Unless you are a business and YouTube is actively part of promoting your business, then you have no choice but to put in the time and put in the effort and just try to make the most of YouTube, and I can help you. I mean, for example, Daryl Eves will tell you not to go post links to your YouTube channel on social media, that you should depend entirely on the search algorithm. But yet, at the same time, if I post my links over on LinkedIn or Facebook, I get a bunch of traffic from those sources, especially LinkedIn. Really love the fact that LinkedIn is bringing me a lot of traffic these days. So that's been very fascinating for me. And I've been trying to pick and choose what videos I put on LinkedIn. I put the more serious ones. I try not to put my more comical ones that are not such serious topics. And so that's where I'm at. And Laura H., Mommy God, yep, thanks. So Laura said, Mommy God, thanks, yep. I have to agree. I think TubeBuddy, Click Magnet, of course, I think the Click Magnet, unfortunately, is another one of those services. Hey, if you want that, I think when I go to it, it tells me you got to have Legend Level license. And of course, Legend Level, who can afford to pay $39.20? Let's see, let's break out the calculator. Let's see, 39.20 times 12, because you have to buy a whole month to get that deal, $470.40. So, yeah. I should be a legend before I spend that kind of money, so that way, then when I spend that kind of money, it makes sense. But, yeah. I always hate all these features it shows you. It's like, oh, you got to have this to get that. I do like playing with the thumbnail generator, but I've only used the actual thumbnails it generates on a couple of occasions, so I don't find that as helpful. Health report, I do like the health report. It's good for quick looking at stats. I do like batch processing, the bulk processing. It comes in really handy. The A-B test, I haven't tried it. I think, again, if I click on it, it tells me, yep, you need Legend license. Go find videos by... let's go Jessica. Jessica here, she actually does some really good tutorials. Yeah, here you go. Go watch Jessica's videos. She does a step-by-step on how to use features in TubeBuddy. They just recently put her in the mix. But she does a good job. I really like her videos. And she will talk about marketing and all that kind of stuff. And she puts videos on TubeBuddy. Does them for the TubeBuddy channel. So let's go to TubeBuddy's channel. And so find Jessica's videos and watch them. Because she does a really great job. Where are they at though? Where's Jessica's videos? Here's so you're going to get more views on YouTube. This is actually a really good video. I really enjoy watching this. She talks about how to get more views, and she talks about TubeBuddy. So Jessica Stansberry, that's who you should watch. She has really good tutorials. Go watch her. And then if you have a question about something, I'll be more than happy to do like a quick video focused on something very specific on YouTube, on TubeBuddy. Be more than happy to do an in-depth on something specific about TubeBuddy. Hit me up in the comments. Tell me what you want to know about TubeBuddy, and I will dig in. But I do recommend watch her videos. She's getting paid to do these videos, and she does a great job. Her videos are pretty good. And she's very practical in her topics. And also, she's blowing up right now. She has figured out the secret and is just blowing up right now. Her views are going up. Her channel's monetized. She's doing online courses, which is what everybody supposedly does now. We go off and do online courses now. So, well, you should be sharing on social that fits your topic and your avatar viewer. Yes, I'm still working. Don, I'm still working to figure out who my avatar is. I still don't know. Mommy Guy says, I will check you, my YouTube buddy after this. I haven't been doing so for quite a while. I'm just checking things on YouTube Studio. YouTube Studio has all the information. TubeBuddy just makes it easier to read. Yeah, definitely check out Jessica Stanberry. You have to go to the TubeBuddy channel and find Jessica Stanberry on the TubeBuddy channel to see her videos, because she's posting them on the TubeBuddy channel. So she does the best tutorials on TubeBuddy that they have. And admittedly, still, they could use some work. But hers are very practical. And if you are running a business or if you're looking for ways to make money, regardless of where you monetized on YouTube, she does some fantastic videos on using affiliate links and that type of thing. Probably not as good as Pat Flynn, mind you, but Pat Flynn's gotten to the point where you got to pay money to get any of that really good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I love Pat. Pat's awesome, but he keeps spamming me, trying to get me to take his courses, and I can't. And courses are where people are making money right now. So that's the thing. Isn't it crazy? All right. That's it. That's all I've got. Thank you so much for watching. I went longer than I planned to, but that's okay. When you guys are here, I love being here with you guys. You guys are amazing. Those that hit the like button, I really appreciate it. Thank you. If you're a subscriber, thank you for that. Even if you're not a subscriber, I do thank you for watching. Tell me in the comments what I can make a video for you about that's a tech topic. That's, you know, if you want a video on TubeBuddy that goes in more detail on something specific with TubeBuddy, if it's in a pro plan, I can do it. I am soon going to work on creating, I'm going to do a new series where I create a YouTube channel from scratch. And then I will do an A-B comparison to show you what you can do with the free version of vidIQ and what you can do with the free version of TubeBuddy. But I have to have a brand new channel to do that, to make that really flow. Yep. That's it. Yeah, I'm running a business. I don't have time for this to be an expensive hobby. Exactly. Yeah. You got to be able to figure out how to make this feed in. Oh, Laura, I know you. Yep, you're in our group, in the mastermind group. So anyway, that's it. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Have a fantastic night. Adios. Goodbye. And I just want to hit the button where I say bye.
This is the One Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.